I know my mother worked at the administrative office at her community college. I know my father wanted a date with her closest friend. I know that he'd asked the friend for a date a half dozen times, and every time the friend said no. I know he eventually tired of this, and when he did, there was my mother. I know she agreed to see him despite that. For the first time in her wallflower life, she kept two other suitors. My mother and father went out on dates. At a playground by the college, he trailed a heart with his boots in the new snow. They kissed by a 65 Mustang in a Polaroid that seems like it's always been pale at the edges. They eloped. I know there's a story somewhere between the snow heart and that morning my mother sat across from my father at a roadside diner in West Virginia. Maybe she panics here at the idea of trying to maintain a household. Oh, God, having a house. Oh, God, having babies. Oh, God, having a house to maintain with babies in it. What would they do? They had little, they had nothing. They were 18. But there on the table was an answer. There in her secreting hand was the answer. There, in her purse, the answer to this panic, the key ingredient to a proper household, insurance to lasting and happy domesticity. 30 years later, her oldest daughter would pick that answer up off the kitchen table and tell her these. These are just the kinds of salt and pepper shakers you'd find at a roadside diner. And she would laugh and say, maybe there's a reason for that.